Hey, this is Nelson Rhodes again, Proverbs for your weekend, and we're in actually Proverbs 9. And as shown here, wisdom was built her house, but she has hewed out her seven pillars. This is saying she has prepared her food, she has mixed for her wine, but she also set her table. And this is verse 3, and she has set out for maidens. She calls from the tops of the heights of the city. And this is verse 4, whoever is naive, let him turn and hear. To him who lacks understanding, she says, come, eat of my food and drink of the wine I have mixed. But this is 6, forsake your folly and live and proceed in the way of understanding. So right now we're praying for those who need understanding right now in Jesus. So we're asking the Holy Spirit to come in right now for understanding. But Lord, we're asking right now to touch them right now in their homes. And we're asking for understanding, but also wisdom with this and knowledge. But fill them with your understanding, Father, with your word. And this is verse 7. He who corrects a scoffer gets dishonor for himself, but he who reproves a wicked man gets insults for himself. But it says, verse 8, do not reprove a scoffer or he will hate you, but reprove a wise man, he will love you. And this is verse 9, is to get instructions to a wise man and he will be still wiser. But it's just to teach a righteous man and he will increase his learning. But the thing is, in verse 10, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. And these are things we need to pull towards even more, the fear of the Lord, the more we fear in the beginning of wisdom, but in the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. And these are the things I would pray for, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to come in even more. But this is verse 11, for by your ways, your days will be multiplied and years of life will be added to you. So the Lord's increasing as we get in to him deeply. See, the more and more we get deeply in him, the more things we understand quickly. But it's the deepness of God that we need to see the most inner parts of him that we need to grow in us. And the understanding. And it says here in verse 12, if you are wise, and you are wise for yourself, but if you are a scoff, you alone will bear it. But 13 says, the woman of folly boasteress, right? But she is naive and knows nothing. But it says 14, she sits at the doorway of her house, or sit by the high places of the city, calling to those who pass by, who are making their paths straight. But there's a 16, whoever is naive, let him turn to hear. And to him who lacks understanding, she says, stolen water is sweet, but bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But this is verse 18, says, but he who does not know that the dead are there, but Zasir, that her guests are in the depths of Shiloh. And this is where, when we're on the paths, he's stay on these paths. Do not turn left or to the right. Because the enemy will try to take you off using trickery to pull you away, get you to a place that is not right, and throwing out little hints to knock you off that path. So I pray for wisdom and knowledge for this right now, for understanding, but the path that we're on is righteousness. Yeah, that's the thing about walking in the dark. It makes you stumble easy. But when you follow the Lord, the path is so lit up that the darkness cannot hide.